This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. More than a dozen Durham elementary parents rallied again at the Houston ISD board meeting last night to voice their concerns over changes at the campus.
What we continue to see is a pattern, poorly planned disruption rolled out without the proper support or resources. And every time this happens, our students and teachers suffer.
Some parents became emotional.
We support change, not chaos for our kids. Our kids deserve so much better.
It's a continued campaign by the parents who are upset over what they call last-minute changes to their curriculum and after two teachers were reassigned to home duty. A lawyer and medical student graduate sued the Texas Medical Board for telling him he cannot call himself a doctor. Artilawani Osibemuo reports the Texas Supreme Court is now weighing the case.
Ray Gonzalez graduated from medical school, but then he switched to law and got a license to practice it. When he ran for Congress in 2020, he called himself a lawyer and physician, and he mentioned working with patients. His attorney, Roger Hughes, says that's not exactly what Gonzalez meant.
That remark was not him off saying, I'm treating patients now, come to my office. Maybe in the past.
But the Texas Medical Board threatened fines if Gonzalez continued framing himself as a physician. Justices are now considering whether Gonzalez's lawsuit against the board came too late. I'm Toluwani Osibemowo in Dallas.
The Texas Supreme Court will also soon decide how much a defendant should have to pay for an appeal when multiple defendants are sued. The case is over a construction crane that fell on a Dallas apartment 6 years ago, killing a resident. The real estate company Graystar is appealing a verdict that awarded the victim's family hundreds of millions of dollars. Graystar put down a $25 million bond that would go to the family if the appeal fails. But Byron Henry, who represents the victim's mother, says all three of Graystar's entities that were sued need to put down millions to appeal.
$25 million is the kit and caboodle for all liable defendants in a case under a final judgment.
Graystar's lawyers say that's unreasonable. A Republican Texas congressman says he will not run for re-election when his term is up next year. News 88.7's Alexandra Hart reports on Morgan Luttrell.
Luttrell represents Texas's 8th congressional district, a solidly red seat that extends north and northeast of Houston and includes a small section to the city's west. In a statement Thursday, Luttrell said he is not seeking a third term and said he's, quote, choosing a different path. He did not specify what his future plans would be, but says he will finish out the remainder of his term through the end of 2026. The former Navy SEAL was first elected in 2022, beating his Democratic opponent by more than 36 percentage points. Luttrell's office did not respond to request for comment. I'm Alexandra Hart in Houston.
Currently 77 degrees here on the UH campus. We'll get a high close to 95 today. No rain in the forecast today, but a 20% chance on Sunday. For more news, head to our website. That's HoustonPublicMedia.org. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.